Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Regulators in several countries inspecting Boeing 737s. We've got the story.
Crime Stoppers to help after rise in local copper thefts. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Medicaid expansion passes in the Kansas House. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Nice quiet weather continues across south central Kansas today and warmer temperatures tomorrow. What can we expect for the weekend? Our forecast up in just a few minutes.
A suspicious building fire this morning in the Delano neighborhood of West Wichita. Just before 4 a.m., firefighters were sent to the 900 block of West Douglas. Battalion Fire Chief Tom Carney says...
There were some people that were around, and they happened to see somebody leave, so it's suspicious in nature as far as the cause of the fire.
No injuries, no immediate estimate of damage. The acting FAA chief is expected to answer questions for a Senate panel next week in the aftermath of two Boeing 737 MAX aircraft crashes.
A Senate subcommittee on aviation and space will hear from acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell next week, the first hearing with top aviation officials since the recent crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The 737 MAX has since been grounded by the FAA. The chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board and the Inspector General of the Transportation Department are also on the witness list. Earlier this week, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao requested an Inspector General audit of the FAA's certification of the Boeing 737 MAX. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Crime Stoppers of Wichita Sedgwick County announcing a campaign to help curb the rise of copper thefts. Police Officer Kevin Wheeler says offense refers to a person knowingly buying the stolen metals. The campaign is called Find Offense.
This campaign is aimed at putting a stop to those who are responsible for facilitating some of the transactions involving stolen copper or brass. This is going to include people who knowingly buy stolen property or people who turn a blind eye to it, suspecting that it could be stolen.
Sergeant Trevor McDonald says the city of Wichita has lost hundreds of thousands of dollars during the last 2 years because of damage and replacement costs to facilities and properties.
I know copper seems to get the main thing, but we have a rise in all metal thefts, and that includes like catalytic converters are one of the things that's kind of hot right now. Catalytic converters can be sold for the palladium that's in them, and they have a very good resale value, and we see an increase in those currently. And those go right along with the copper thefts and other thefts that occur.
Crime Stoppers will increase the normal minimum payout to $500 for tips leading to arrests involving persons buying stolen copper. Anonymous tips may be made to Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
A man from Derby has been arrested as a suspect in an officer-involved shooting February 5th in Saline County. 25-year-old Colt F. Wright was released Tuesday from Ascension Via Christi St. Francis in Wichita, where he received medical treatment from injuries sustained in a shootout with police. Wright was arrested and booked into the Saline County Jail on numerous charges. Wright was shot during a police chase after he allegedly stole a vehicle at gunpoint at a Quick Shop in Salina.
Supporters of expanding Medicaid in Kansas have won the vote in the Kansas House on Governor Laura Kelly's expansion plan.
The House voted 69-53 Wednesday to add Kelly's expansion plan to an unrelated health care bill. The vote indicates that supporters have enough votes to get a version of Medicaid expansion through the House. Majority Leader Dan Hawkins, concerned that a bill is likely to pass, said the dynamics of the legislature's debate have changed. The conservative Wichita Republican opposed Medicaid expansion. Governor Kelly says she wants to provide Medicaid coverage for up to 150,000 more Kansans. Top Republicans argue that expansion would be costly. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
New Zealand's move to ban assault-style weapons earns immediate reaction in the U.S.
The announcement by New Zealand's Prime Minister banning all high-capacity magazines and semi-automatic rifles is renewing calls among some lawmakers for tougher gun measures in the U.S. Vermont Senator and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders tweeting, "We must follow New Zealand's lead, take on the NRA, and ban the sale and distribution of assault weapons in the United States." But NRA spokesperson Dana Lash tweeting, "While New Zealand does not have a, quote, inalienable right to bear arms into self-defense, we do." In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Jayhawks ready for their NCAA tournament game this afternoon. We'll hear from Coach Self coming up in sports.
Kansas gasoline prices on the rise. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. With warmer weather, gasoline prices typically rise in Kansas, and that's the case again this spring. Sean Stewart is with AAA.
We're up 7 cents over the past week to $2.37 a gallon on average, and that's among the top 10 largest weekly jumps in the nation. So Kansas is getting a little bit of the brunt of that at the gas pumps.
Stewart says warmer weather and the switch to the more expensive-to-make summer fuel blends will likely keep prices going up.
A top Republican senator has spoken out about President Trump's attacks on the late Senator John McCain.
Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia is the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee, and he says he's heard enough of President Trump's criticism of the late Senator John McCain. Isaacson ripped President Trump on Georgia Public Broadcasting's Political Rewind.
It will be deplorable 7 months from now if he says it again, and I will continue to speak out.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell went on Twitter to say today and every day he misses his good friend John McCain and called it a blessing to serve alongside a rare patriot and genuine American hero in the Senate. President Trump blasted McCain over the weekend on Twitter and then criticized McCain on camera next to the Brazilian president.
I was never a fan of John McCain, and I never will be.
Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The feud between President Trump and the husband of his senior counselor, Kellyanne Conway, continues.
The president on Twitter called George Conway a stone-cold loser and husband from hell. He later had some choice words for the conservative lawyer before departing for Ohio.
I don't know him. He's a whack job. There's no question about it, but I really don't know him. I think he's doing a tremendous disservice to a wonderful wife.
George Conway fired back on Twitter, writing, "You are nuts, and you seem determined to prove my point. Good for you." Adding the hashtag narcissistic personality disorder. Conway has often criticized the president and publicly questioned the president's mental health. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Stalled out vehicle eastbound on Kellogg, east of I-135. And we've got some pretty heavy traffic and slow traffic moving eastbound on Kellogg, starting all the way back at West Street. We've also got some slow traffic northbound on I-235, starting back around Meridian, headed towards Broadway. So watch out for those areas. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and cool start in Wichita today, it's going to be sunny with a high 64. Clear tonight, our low 39, and then warmer on Friday. Tomorrow's high near 70. Our next system arrives from the Rockies on Saturday, and that could give us a chance of thunderstorms. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 35 degrees. Still kind of chilly out there this morning. We've got a north wind at 9 miles per hour. Today is March 21st, 2019. First full day of spring. On this date in 2006, the social media website Twitter was established with the sending of the first tweet by co-founder Jack Dorsey, who wrote, "Just setting up my TWTTR." So it's Twitter's birthday today. 8:11 with Steve and Ted, and Woodstock's 50th anniversary concert is coming up. They've announced the lineup with us this morning. With more on this is Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
So there's going to be a lot of, well, a number of people who were not at the original, but are there going to be a couple coming back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that the cool thing about this lineup is you have a lot of huge stars that are really very big right now. Jay-Z is one of those. Miley Cyrus, Chance the Rapper. There's the Lumineers, the Killers, Brandi Carlile, Janelle Monáe. I mean, there's a lot of, for people who are, who follow music right now, these are our names that are, pretty big standouts.
Right.
There's also, and that's just to name a few, by the way, that's not even close to all of them. Then there's the other kind of notables that are going to be involved in this 3-day festival, just like the first one. Melanie, who played at the first Woodstock.
Uh-huh.
You also have David Crosby and Friends.
Okay.
Country Joe McDonald, Santana. You have John Sebastian. There's Canned Heat, Hot Tuna. I mean, sort of like a blast from the past with some of these names. But I think it's really cool that they've spanned the generations with, some of them that played the original one who are, I guess, in their late 60s, 70s by now?
Yes.
and, the ones that are hot now.
Yes, so it's going to be 3 days. It's going to be at a farm in upstate New York with lots of rain and naked people running around, you think?
Well, it is going to be in upstate New York. It's going to be Watkins Glen this time, which is, of course, known for the NASCAR race. So at least there'll be parking and probably concessions. You can count on a Wi-Fi signal or two because, you got to Instagram this or it didn't happen. There's going to be some notable differences between the first festival, which, like you said, was kind of, Max Yazger's farm.
Yeah.
With a lot of rain and a lot of, folks with various stages of undress. But,
well, Tanya, you remember how it was when you were there in 1969.
Of course. I mean, look, I only missed it by a little bit.
You missed it by a lot. But I'll tell you, it's surprising to me that some of these artists are still around, and just a few short years ago, I went out to our Cessna Stadium to watch the Stones perform. There's some folks that are kind of getting a gray beard, but they're still going strong, huh?
Yeah, you kind of got to love that. It's very cool that you have so many of the artists that originally, became known after Woodstock. I mean, some of them were already, pretty big. That's why they played it in the first place. But then you've got these enduring legacies of this music, which kind of makes you go, okay, in 50 years, how many of the people who are hot now are going to be enduring like that? It's an interesting question.
Listen, Tanya, when is it again? Is it this weekend?
No, it's in August. So
it's in August.
The tickets don't go on sale until April 22nd.
Oh, wow, because I was afraid I would miss it this time. I was going to get my VW bus and head out that way,
Look, get the micro bus all gassed up, and you've got a few months to plan.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers talking about the lineup for the 50th Woodstock concert. Yeah, it's going to be a nice place where people are going to behave themselves this time around, it looks like. All right, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ted, this story about the copper theft is really interesting, and it's not just copper, but there are other precious
copper,
brass,
and all sorts of metals.
And the catalytic converters, they actually sneak it under a car, and you could probably take one off pretty quick if you had the right tools and you knew what you were doing. But that's part of your muffler system down there.
Yeah, and we see this kind of going waves. Seems like there was a time a couple of years ago, and there were 3 or 4 or 5 catalytic converters stolen every day, I saw in the police reports.
Going into the lighting fixtures at the poles out there at Town West, that's copper, though, is it not?
They were probably looking for copper. Okay. I don't think they found a lot on that one.
Just
did a lot of vandalism.
Okay. I know that.
But they stole a bunch of copper on those lights down by the back bike path, down by Cowtown along the river.
Yeah. So that
we're seeing it go on. The last 4 or 5 weeks, we've seen just a rash of copper thefts.
All right, so
somebody's out there really hitting it hard.
Crime Stoppers getting involved, and they're trying to take it from the other side of who's buying this stuff. That's what comes out.
There's obviously a market for it,
and
they're trying to say to these buyers, you need to figure out if this is legit or stolen before, or we're going to hold you responsible too.
I wonder what of course, this is probably not within what we've done on this, but what the penalties might be for somebody convicted of doing something like that. They could probably get a couple of years, couldn't they? I would think. Is that a misdemeanor?
Supposedly. Maybe that's one thing they're looking at, is toughening that part of the equation.
Making a bill.
Because if there's no market for the stolen goods,
Well, if you know something, you know how Crime Stoppers works. It's anonymous, and you can a good many people have probably turned in their own brother.
Yeah, if somebody knows something, get a nice reward if you get that arrest in that case.
267-2111 is always their phone number at Crime Stoppers if you know something about the copper caper. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. I'll tell you what, this is exciting. This is for basketball fans everywhere. It's exciting, and the KU fans especially. Today is a big day for them, right, Ted?
Here we go. The NCAA men's basketball tournament starts really shaking up today. 16 games on the schedule all day long. You can listen to games pretty much from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m., midnight, all day long.
Well, what do you do, Ted? Home. You go to a sports bar and just hang out all day?
You can
day.
Do that. Okay. You can listen all day long on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM, as you will have basketball all day long. Starting out with Yale and LSU, a little after 11:30 this morning, and then going all night. You can listen to that. And of course, KU is part of that mix. The Jayhawks are the number 13 overall seed in this tournament, and they take on the Huskies of Northeastern in a first-round game this afternoon in Salt Lake City. First time these teams have ever met. KU is a 6.5-point favorite going into this one. KU has won its opening round game 12 years in a row in the tournament. Kansas, led by head coach Bill Self.
The one thing that has probably been, I don't know if it's an advantage or disadvantage, but when you're a one seed, you and your players are thrown into the national spotlight or attention immediately. So, you know, after the selection show, everybody wants to talk to you. You know, being where we're at now, there hasn't been very many requests like that.
Well, Kansas not a one or a two seed this year, a four. See how they do at taking on Northeastern in Salt Lake this afternoon. Live coverage on the Jayhawks Network begins at 1:30 this afternoon. The game will tip off somewhere around 3 o'clock today, and you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH. First round of the NIT last night, Wichita State, an underdog on the road at Furman. This thing was close. It was tied with 1:40 to go in the ball game, but the Shocks kept putting together fantastic possessions down the stretch. In fact, the Shockers scored on 8 of their final 9 possessions in the game, so they kept the pressure on the Paladins. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Throws it way up court to McDuffie, goes to the basket on Rafferty, got fouled, they didn't call it, and he made the shot anyway.
What a great long pass by Samaje Haynes-Jones.
4-point lead with 11 seconds to go, shot by Lyons, trying to draw a foul, missed it, rebound Stevenson, the Shockers are going to win this game.
Wow.
Nicely done there. The Shocks win at Furman 76-70. As Wichita State has now won 6 NIT games in a row, going back to their NIT championship 8 years ago. And for Shocker head coach Greg Marshall, a milestone victory, his 500th career win as a head coach.
So many positive and so many favorable things have happened. First of all, the players, the wonderful players that I've had the opportunity to coach, the great assistant coaches that have worked beside me and done a lot of the decision making and a lot of the recruiting and a lot of the game planning, the wonderful administrations that I've had at Wichita State and Winthrop, the great fan support, especially at Wichita State. I mean, it's second to none with 10,000 every single night.
Next up for the Shockers, the second round of the NIT at Clemson. That game will be at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. What a night for Shocker Athletics. The Shocker men's basketball team wins. And then you had the Shocker baseball and softball teams, both at home, right across the street from each other, both hosting the Kansas Jayhawks. A dramatic win for Shocker softball. Down by 4 runs in the 6th inning, Shockers come back and beat KU in 9 innings, 11-10. As a nice win for the Shocker softball team. Last time they beat KU here was 12 years ago. Good way to start out the 10-game homestand. Right across the street, the Shocker baseball team taking on KU. A game that also went multiple extra innings. In fact, into the 13th, tied 2-2. Shane Dennis had the call right here on KNSS.
High drive, right field, deep toward the corner, and gone! Hunter Gibson circling the bases. Wichita State has walked off KU in 2 different sports on the same night. 3-2, Wichita State wins it in 13.
How about that? KU strands 15 runners on base in that loss last night. The Shockers got the win 3-2. And in the NBA last night, the Toronto Raptors go into Oklahoma City and beat the Thunder 123-114 in overtime. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet. Some of the action on the Raptors radio network.
VanVleet drives left, back to the right, gets into the lane, floats it up and in. Beat Westbrook on the bounce and scooped it up and in right in the middle of the lane. 116-110 Toronto.
Look at Fred there. A career-high 40 minutes for Fred VanVleet last night. He had 23 points, 6 assists, back-to-back wins for the Raptors, who are still the number 2 team in the NBA right now with Fred VanVleet in the starting lineup. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
Ted, I'd like to make a quick mention of somebody who's helping out the kids involved in automotive education at Campus High School. Rustiak Ford's going to donate a car.
How about that?
For them to work on and experiment on. It's a 2012 Ford Focus. They're going to give it to him at 1:30 this afternoon at Campus High School. And it's just a way for Rustiak to help these kids know how this modern technology works. You know, I get confused. There's computers under the hood there, some of them. But anyway, that's happening at 1:30. Rustiak Ford and Campus High School in a partnership there.
Nice.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Democrat candidate favors a freedom dividend for every American. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.